Lead Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
I'm Angie Scholes, and in our business lead story, I'm joined by the EU Ambassador to Namibia, Anna Beatrice Martens. Welcome, Ambassador.
Thank you so much. A real pleasure to be here with you.
So the European Commission updated the EU list of high-risk jurisdictions for anti-money laundering and counter-terrorism financing frameworks. Namibia is among the high-risk countries or jurisdictions. This decision is a direct consequence of the Financial Action Task Force deliberations at its February 2024 plenary meeting. So, Ambassador, why was Namibia added to the EU's list of high-risk countries for money laundering and terrorism financing?
The European Union is closely aligned with the policies of the Financial Action Task Force. And as you rightly said, Namibia was one of several countries listed on the FATS list in February. And what the proposal being made now by the European Commission of this list of grey-listed countries, where Namibia is one of 10 countries, is a reaction and a legal obligation, direct legal obligation, to follow FATF listing that, in order to be enforced in the European Union jurisdiction of the 27 member states, needs to be transposed in legislation. So that's really behind it. It's more procedural thing. It's not a political decision of any sort, and it's a purely institutional obligation.
Does this listing mean Namibia is losing access to EU trade and funding?
No, not it does not have it does not have any implications in institutional terms in our relations and the relations of the EU with Namibia. They will continue to thrive, hopefully. We have good relations with Namibia in many areas, in the area of education, inclusive green growth, and governance. And we have excellent relations in trade. The European Union is Namibia's biggest trading partner, and this status will not be affected. It will affect more the private sector, so it will have obligations at the level of the financial system.
Yes, if you maybe can elaborate on how it will affect the private sector.
Yes. In fact, the listing has automatic implications for the financial system, so for banks and financial institutions who are obliged to apply an enhanced due diligence in transactions that involve any of the listed countries. And therefore, transactions from banks that happen between Europe and Namibia will be subject to increased diligence and vigilance, looking at the origin of institutions Namibia is involved in. So it will definitely have an impact at the banking level, and therefore for any European investors who want to make transfers, bank transfers to Namibia, they will be subject to more scrutiny.
How is the EU helping Namibia improve its systems to get off this list?
Yes, we have a facility, and we have a project specifically designed to help countries that are on the anti-money laundering list of FATF to address the recommendations and the action points that have been issued by the FATF. And Namibia is well aware of this facility that we have and called on us already last year after it was listed by FATF in February. So since summer last year already, we have been collaborating with Namibia. We've been sending a number of European experts, but also experts from other African countries, to exchange with the Namibian authorities who are tasked to implement the anti-money laundering legislation, the Namibian as well as the global one. The main institution, the key institution that really is driving and leading measures to implement the anti-money laundering and terrorism financing measures is the Financial Intelligence Center. But NAMRA is also involved, the Central Bank, NAMPOL and others. So we are providing expertise, offering workshops and best practice exchanges between European experts from some of our 27 member states, and looking at what are the best examples that we can take from member states that can help and inspire the Namibian authorities to implement their recommendations. And in fact, they've been doing extremely well in implementing some of the recommendations of the FATF already.
Ambassador, what are the benefits for Namibia if it exits the FATF grey list?
Already the process of addressing the recommendations of the FATF will bring benefits to Namibia because it is strengthening its institutions and response capabilities of any illegal transactions. And Namibia, like any country in the world, is subject to criminal activities, trafficking, because trafficking by definition today is a global challenge. And therefore, implementing these action plans will strengthen their ability to respond. And it will also, once it will have left the list, it will also reflect very positively on the trustworthiness of the financial system, of the banking system, of the institutional capabilities, but also there will be a long-term effect of Namibia being able to respond also to the corruption challenges that are within the country. So also in being able to investigate more vigorously corruption cases that are happening in the country, and this being a political priority of President Nandi Ndaitwah and her government, I think there are many benefits for Namibia to respond to the FATF recommendations.
Just a last question. What message would you like to share with Namibians, especially policymakers and financial stakeholders, about the road ahead and EU-Namibia cooperation?
The cooperation that I've described with on the FATF is a demonstration of the level of trust and maturity between Europe and Namibia, because it requires quite a degree of trust to cooperate on such sensitive issues. And we're very pleased with this collaboration, which has been extremely fruitful. And we're also very pleased because it's one of the core interests of the EU and core activities to promote good governance with our partners. We have other projects ongoing and partnerships ongoing with Namibia, notably the Anti-Corruption Commission. We have a project which we're implementing through the UNDP, the development program of the UN, in strengthening accountability and transparency in the functioning of various ministries that are key to the economy. And therefore, this is a good partnership. We look forward to deepen this partnership. And it's also a way to demonstrate that Namibia is a strong economy and an open economy, and fulfilling also its obligations as an international partner.
Ambassador, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It was a real pleasure to be here with you.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.